great run by DeMario Douglas. Pop Douglas, I would say. Kayshon Booty, two guys that certainly have no issue with the change of quarterback. I think the entire offense was happy about the change of quarterback. In fact, I think the whole team was happy about it. But you really wouldn't have known it outside of those two guys, because I didn't feel like the defense elevated their play. I didn't feel like the offensive line elevated their play in any demonstrable way. Really what you saw was Douglas, who I think has been getting open a lot this year, more often maybe than you would have known, just because Brissett hadn't been hitting him. And Booty, who you could say the same thing about too, and also a guy that isn't going to have a ton of separation, but if you put the ball up there, he can maybe go get it. And Brissett was just reluctant to do that because he didn't want to make short window throws and take chances down the field. So, yeah, it's good for those guys. I'll tell you who it wasn't great for. What is up with Jalen Polk? Jalen Polk could not catch a cold yesterday. I mean, he was I'm watching him going, man, I thought this was going to be the guy that developed the most chemistry right away with Drake May, because we talked about this. Polk, Baker, the three rookies, I mean, they were working out together all summer. They were, I think, May's two top targets in the preseason, and everyone said that in the joint practice with the Eagles and all the other joint practices that he was really looking for those guys. And I saw Polk out there getting open. I mean, to be fair, he was creating separation. He could not bring in a pass.
Nope.
And even they were mocking him at the end. Kevin Harlan was like, Polk finally catches one for like 1 yard at the end of the game. And it's just like, damn, man, like this was a big opportunity for a guy like him. And he looked like just about every single other wide receiver drafted by the Patriots over the last 20 years, not named Edelman and not named Branch. That's what he looked like to me yesterday.
And I don't know if Stiz has the audio ready. Mayo kind of eviscerated him this morning.
Yeah, I got it. You guys want it now?
Yeah, let's hear that. It was pretty pretty telling.
I think he just, you know, he needs to get over this mental hump. You know, you gotta eliminate the drop passes. You gotta be better blocking, which he did a great job in college at that. And at times throughout the season, he just has to continue to grow. He has to work harder. He has to pay more attention to the details. And we fully expect him to grow into a receiver that's dependable on run and pass downs.
I thought that was as close to, we haven't gotten the guy we saw at Washington. Like, he's basically saying the guy we scouted and drafted has not shown up in New England. And I don't disagree with him. And whatever you think of the pick, it was a questionable pick at the time. There were people that thought it was a reach.
I thought so.
You know, I know they even knew internally that they felt like they liked this guy more than outsiders were going to, fans were going to, draft Knicks were going to. He has some questions, but I will say, if you're not going to be a playmaker, if you're not going to get separation, you sure as crap got to catch the football.
Yep.
It's hard to be a guy that doesn't get separation and doesn't catch the football when it hits him in the hands. So, and I hadn't even, I'm not really the all-22 guy, I hadn't broken down his various blocking mishaps or whatever, but the coach to throw that in there, and then you throw sort of the lack of knowledge of the rule, and then the midfield celebration thing after he didn't like the call.
Mm-hmm.
He has not, he was even kind of snarky in the summer. Remember, like, if you're not a fan of us now, don't be a fan.
Oh, yeah, right.
Don't jump on the bandwagon. Like, who the F are you? Like, you're a second-round wide receiver who has a long way to go to prove that you should be saying things like that. So
he has been targeted 23 times and made 10 catches this year for 78 yards.
That's
He's on pace to have a Tyquan Thornton type of rookie year, who had like 200 yards his rookie year, and that was the pinnacle for him. That's the sort of track that Polk is on. And you can say for the first 5 weeks or so, well, what's he supposed to do? It's Brissett out there. He's not hitting anybody. Brissett wasn't there yesterday, and he got four targets, made one catch, and it was at the very end of the game he dropped the other three.
And you're right. He has spent a lot of time in the summer with Drake May. You would have thought this would have been an obvious elevation in his energy, because if he's frustrated, shouldn't he be really excited that he's got a new quarterback, probably the quarterback he wants, probably the quarterback he feels more comfortable with, the guy that gives him a shot to make plays? I got to be honest, in the totality of what I've seen from him, there's one question I ask. Is he that good? I'm not sure he's that good. I don't know that I've seen the talent warranting a second-round pick, warranting a top two or three receiver-type job with an NFL team. And the head coach definitely seems frustrated. The head coach compared the two spots we always compare.
Mm-hmm.
He's comparing the offensive line and the shuffling there,
yep,
and now the wide receivers and the shuffling there, and guys being inactive and guys not living up to their expectations or resumes. And that's K.J. Osborne, that's Jalen Polk, and that's obviously Tyquan Thornton and Javon Baker, who were inactive for this game. So there's a frustration there with the coach, I think, of the receiving core. And, you know, for him to say that, and I know he's transparent and he wants to be transparent and open and honest. But that was almost like Cassidy-esque with the Bruins, right? Like kind of going public with a criticism. And we're not used to that at all really much in modern sports, but certainly not here in New England where Bill Belichick, that he just wasn't going to do that. He might eviscerate you behind the scenes, but he wasn't going to acknowledge your deficiencies really publicly.
True.
And certainly not going to bring up a deficiency that wasn't asked. No one was really asking about his blocking. And he's like, he hasn't even blocked like we thought he would. It'd be nice if he started there and then maybe caught a pass. Like there was a borderline snarkiness to that answer.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't think Mayo's going to take him behind the woodshed in private either. Like, I think that this is sort of the opposite of it. You know, I'll light you up in public, but in private, you know, we're going to be buddies, and I'm going to try and bring you along my own way. It's a different way of
doing things.
But I
am talking to you. Yeah. He says that. Like, when I talk to you guys, I'm talking to the players.
Yep.
So he was talking to Jalen Polk when he said, hey, remember the guy we saw when we worked you out at Washington and we scouted you at Washington, the guy that could block and the guy that could catch the football? We're going to need that guy to show up or that guy's not going to play.
And he was a sure-handed receiver in college.
Yes.
So it's weird to see this.
But he also was second/third fiddle. Like,
true.
There was good talent around him. So fitting in here, figuring out your role, expectations. I told you, the expectations were too high. When there was that dumbass PFF tweet in the summer about, like, New England's got its receivers for the foreseeable future, Polk and Baker. And I'm like, this Polk and this Baker have done absolutely nothing to warrant this. Not exactly Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, and we're 5 weeks into the season, they've still done absolutely nothing.
One of them can't even be active with Baker.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty damning.
Yeah.
Because it's not like he's going into if he's in, I don't know, San Francisco or somewhere where they have 2, 3, 4 established receivers and you're like, you're the young guy. You got to figure out where you
not cracking this group
is embarrassing.
Pretty bad. 617-779-7937. Joe is in Melrose. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey Joe.
I'm so excited about yesterday. I mean, Drake May, they have a franchise quarterback. They have one. He played way above my expectations. He's fantastic. I have to give Gerard Mayo and his entire coaching staff credit for developing him. I know they've gone conservatively with him, but like you can tell he's a franchise quarterback because he makes everyone around him better. He makes the offensive line better. He makes the receivers better. And, you know, you can win with him. Like last week against Miami, every time the Patriots threw the ball, instead of running it, I felt like they were doing the Dolphins a favor. And this week, every time the Patriots ran the ball, instead of throwing it, I felt like that they were doing the Texans a favor. And even like when they were down 20 points in the fourth quarter with 13 minutes to go, I was like, well, you know, if they go to a two-minute drill, Drake May might be able to bring him back. So I'm really excited about the future. And, you know, next year they got a couple more pieces around them. I think they'll really be back in championship competition.
Joe, thanks for the call. Do you think he made the offensive line better yesterday? Receivers other than Douglas and Booty?
Well, how many can he lift up?
Well,
in
he
one
just
week?
Said the college just said he made everyone around them
he
better.
He made Douglas
I don't know if
better.
I agree with it. He made Douglas better and Booty, I think.
Right.
Both benefited from
he
that.
He tried to make Polk better. He kept hitting him in the hands. There's only so much.
Okay.
My husband cannot throw the ball and catch it too.
Fine. But he didn't make him any better.
He tried.
The offensive line I didn't think was particularly better.
I thought the offensive line was competitive, especially for a group that had multiple changes pregame and in game yesterday. I thought he moved okay. I think he will improve there. I think he'll get more comfortable with how he's moving in the pocket. But I think what the caller said is really accurate. Previous weeks when they dropped back to pass, I had no juice. I had no energy. Like I was just like, you know, nothing good is going to happen here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, yesterday, he giveth and he taketh. There was the fumble, there was the interceptions, there was the touchdowns. So when they dropped back to pass yesterday, it's like, I'm going to sit on the edge of my seat because this could go one of two ways.
Right.
It's going to be interesting one way or the other. The next evolution, that's a positive step in my mind. The opportunity to make plays, the expectation that maybe plays will come. Then the next step is that you feel good when you pass. Like that you trust the guy passing, you trust the call, you trust the receivers, and that's the next evolution in this process.
Do you give May any blame for the Hooper fumble?
The Hooper, a little bit. It wasn't a great throw.
Not a good throw. He had to pick it up off the ground. Yeah. He had to transfer, and then he got it knocked out, obviously.
It threw the whole thing out of
whack. If you threw it to him in stride, then you might not have had to switch hands. That's
and
all.
I mean,
it wasn't a good throw.
And Austin Hooper is not like, I don't know, Debo or Tyreek Hill.
Right.
Some guy you want doing extra. Like, he's a journeyman, veteran, tight end. Like, I'm not looking for him to be leaning on the ball, pushing off, extending plays. I think more often than not, bad stuff's going to happen when you ask him to do something like that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that the best the offensive line looked the entire game was on the second touchdown drive, the Hunter Henry touchdown drive.
Yep.
I thought they gave him good protection on that drive. I thought that, in general, he didn't have to run around and scramble away from Hunter and Anderson. I thought that was as good as they looked the entire day. And I understand they were down by, like, 20 points at that point, but still, it doesn't matter. Like, you got to find these things where they are. And I've been ripping the offensive line all day. They look good on that drive.
And it ended with just, like, an easy touchdown.
Yeah.
Not too much has gone easy for this team this year. I guess the Polk
Booty was open, too. He could have gone either one of those guys.
But just to watch a play where it's like, oh, easy. That didn't. We didn't need, like, helter-skelter craziness or a crazy physical play. And, there, like, again, the Polk one from Brissett was one of those, right? The back of the end zone throw.
Yes.
One of his two touchdowns in five games. But there haven't been too many of those easy button-type plays, and he had one of those in that situation. And the line... I was kind of Taylor Kyles online was talking about how he thinks this can be a good line if they just get continuity. I don't know. He was praising Elliot Wolf for giving them bodies. I'm not going there, but I would like to see what they would be if they just rolled out the same five guys 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
For let the quarterback get, whoever the quarterback is, get comfortable behind the same center, the same tackles. They're not going to be great. Certainly DeMontre Jacobs now at right tackle seems like he's going to be a problem over there, but solidify something. Like, if you're Drake May, wouldn't it be nice to know, if I have problems, it's probably going to come from that way.
Right.
Not that way.
Not
every place
everywhere.
In front of me.
I don't know where it's coming from.
Head on a swivel.
Going to take the sack and go down and hope I don't get my leg broken.
Right.
Like Aiden Hutchinson yesterday.
617. No.
779. 790. That was a gruesome
That
one.
Was gross, and I didn't want to see it, so people stopped tweeting it. I don't want it in my algorithm or on my timeline.
Okay, fair enough. I'll only send it to you a few more times. We're going to get a check of what's trending here from Stiz, and when we come back, what happened to this defense? C.J. Stroud, Steph Diggs, Tank Dell, and Joe Mixon making mincemeat out of what was supposed to be the strength of this team. We'll get to that next.